A room filled with train conductors, Federal Rail officials, local lawmakers, and community activists voiced their concerns to Secretary Fox about rail traffic in the region. In the last few years, there's been an increase in oil shipments from North Dakota and elsewhere that run through Wisconsin. Some people talked about safety and response issues, while rail workers talked about being stretched thin. Fox says he'll take the stories back to Washington, where proposed rail safety rules are in the works.
It's a good news story in a way that we have this energy comeback happening in our country, but it is also one that comes with a concomitant responsibility to ensure that we're increasing safety as well. And so we're aware that we've got to step up our game as a country, and we're putting the tools in place to do that.
Fox was joined by Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse. The two also met with residents in West Salem to discuss roads and bridges. Last month, President Obama signed a $10.8 billion stopgap funding measure, which keeps the Highway Trust Fund and transportation projects financed through the spring. The president and Secretary Fox are pushing for a four-year, $302 billion transportation bill. Kind says the bill is stalled because Congress can't agree on how to fund it.
We've got rail bridges, we've got highways, we've got roads, we've got airports that need to be rebuilt in the 21st century, and it's not getting done. And that falls on Congress.
Kind and Fox say it'll take public pressure to get Congress to pass the bill. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.